The Torah tells us Chag HaSukkah, so HaSukkah's Teshu. When we talk about Sukkahs, it's always Lashon Rabbim. We don't say Sukkah. Yeah, we all know we're familiar with Maseches Sukkah, the Torah Shabbat Peh, and we call it Sukkah, not Sukkos. It's also a famous question on the other angle. We call it Pesach. Why is it called Psachim? So that already Tosis alludes to this Sukkah, this Pesach Rishon, and Pesach Sheni. But by Sukkot, there's only one Sukkot. So, still, so why is the Torah use the Lashon of Sukkot through Lashon Rabbah when we use Lashon Yochid? So there's a famous Kedushas Levi on a different Shiloh. The Shiloh is, why is the Torah say Chag HaMatzos and we call it Pesach? So the Kedushas Levi answers, because that we're looking to praise God and God's looking to praise us. God calls the Chag HaMatzos, it represents the food of Amunah. So therefore he's showing God that the Jewish people are leaving Mitzrayim. We call it Pesach, that he passed over us and during Makkos Bechoritz and saved us, like the Gemara says in Brachas. Our tefillin gives praise of God, and God's tefillin, so to speak, gives praise to the Jewish people. So there's a famous machlokas in the Gemara, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Akiva, and when we say Basukas Oshafti, in fact, that's why in the Pasuk it talks, I think there's a Moli and a Chasir, but it talks about, in the Gemara, it talks about a Machokas, what do you mean Basukas Oshafti? In other words, what should be my Kavana when I sit in the Sukkah? Is it what happened to the Jews in the Midbar? We're remembering what happened for the 40 years. So is it Sukkot Mamash, that each, they built a new Sukkah and then they poured it down every time they moved? Well, no, it was the Anei HaKavod. So that's a Machlokas in the Gemara, and they deposed and discussed which Kavana you should have. So some want to point out that, so that's the issue here. In other words, if you assume it's Sukkot Mamish, that means everyone built their own Sukkah. Of course, you could say it was one communal Sukkah, but the assumption here is that everyone built their own Sukkah. If it was the Ane HaKavod, so it's only one Sukkah for Klai Yisrael. So we call it Sukkah, so the Torah calls it Sukkah, as God's praising the Jewish people. Sukkah's Mamish, everyone, Moser Nefesh, builds their own Sukkah, and he knew and later on everyone's going to build their own Sukkah. However, we call it Sukkah, we're thanking God for the Ane HaKavod, the cloud of glory that protected us from all the weather conditions, the wild animals, all the different things that made it nice and comfortable. Our shoes we didn't need new shoes. They lasted for 40 years. It made it a very comfortable journey. So therefore, the same concept. God thanks us. He calls it Sukkos, the dedication of the Jewish people willing to build Sukkos for us. But we call it Sukkah to emphasize the Ane HaKavod, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, that he kept us comfortable and protected us from all the enemies for our 40-year journey from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael.